Hey, nerds. Join us on Discord and hit that subscribe button.
Hi there. I'm Killick.
Flynn.
Zika.
Thessaly.
Oma.
And I'm your DM, Seth. Welcome to Venture Forth. When last we left our heroes,
us.
As part of the crew made their way back to the Scholar's Rest. What just happened?
He said, that's us.
That's us.
Sorry.
I love that.
It's me.
As part of the crew made their way back to the Scholar's Rest, we returned to Olma and Seeker as they continued their reconnaissance of the Monarch's Palace.
It's a really safe thing to do.
As they made their observations, Seeker spotted a beleaguered messenger making their way from the Capitolium toward the Monarch's residence. What ensued was a baffling display of roguish prominence, as Olma and Seeker independently found their way into the Monarch's residence on the heels of the messenger, passing no less than 4 separate guard checkpoints before arriving at the doors to the Queen's chambers.
No big deal.
After a very close call with a Steamstride warden posted outside of the Queen's door, Olma and Seeker quietly, surreptitiously entered the Queen's chambers and heard the news borne by our messenger. That Addersfeld, the largest city of Ondale on the warfront, has come under attack by the Kaldurian military. The queen immediately called for an emergency council session, but on her way out, Olma revealed her presence and pleaded with the queen to listen to her. Olma told the queen of the attempt on her life, the source of the information, where it came from, and her story was quickly corroborated by Seeker, also present in the room. Unbeknownst to Olma and the queen and the king. Discussion, a brief standoff, the queen capitulated to the two new figures, thanks to some excellent roles, and bid them follow her to the Capitolium, as she had business to attend to and had to meet with her chiefs of various staffs. Meanwhile, back at the Scholar's Rest, Thessaly, Kellick, and Flynn gathered in their room and pored over the documents that Flynn so adroitly absconded with from Captain Vossen's ship.
Ain't nothing but a thing.
It was a clean operation.
A clean up. Great clean up.
They
found plans.
We're all being successful.
They found plans of the Capitolium, ingredients and various arcane scribblings, and a list of names that Salix confirmed a short time later, after his arrival, belonged to a select group of Steamstride wardens. Salix also informed the trio at the inn that Nasaid Kalb, leader of the Steamstride wardens, earlier that morning had led a dwarven man into the Steel Predator facility and requested that the meeting be kept off the books. And in addition, also learned that the queen had just called her emergency council session. So, we come back, not to the three at the Scholar's Rest.
Oh, God.
But instead, to Seeker and Olma. As you both, on the tails of the queen and her retinue of Steamstride wardens, make your way out of the Monarch's residence, you are very swiftly making your way across the plaza, the sort of distance between the Capitolium itself and the Monarch's residence. The queen, sort of over her shoulder, says, "These two will be added to my guard duty this evening. Please ensure that they are adequately rested." And one of the Steamstride wardens reaches, sort of a short time later, reaches down, basically punches a number on his, actually two separate of them do, punch kind of into their Steamstride warden armor, that bronze, like clockwork gear,
right,
and pull out very small blue vials.
Okay.
And they hand one to each of you guys.
Yes. Yeah.
If you look in your, if you search your D&D Beyond compendiums, these are potions of rapid rest. They take effect over the course of 10 minutes. It'll say everything that they do. These are rare potions. Most Steamstride wardens only have access to one at a time. They're very expensive and take a very long time to make. But they're reserved for specifically emergency situations like this. So, you guys are each handed one of these. Do you consume them?
Yes.
It takes 10 minutes for it,
It takes 10 minutes for it to take effect.
I'd knock it back right away.
I think I'm good. I think I'm going to wait.
Okay.
But they last.
After those 10 minutes are up, you gain the benefits of a long rest. That's when you get the benefits.
So you get it and you don't lose it.
You don't lose it. No. You do still have to make constitution saving throws against exhaustion because you do not sleep.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And doing these more than once can have some adverse effects.
Right. But we'd have to...
But you'd have to drink them. Like if you drink them now, 10 minutes from now, basically over the course of those 10 minutes, you gain the benefits
and,
of long rest.
And also, we won't hit the point of exhaustion until like
until the
closer
following,
to the morning.
Yeah, basically yeah, yeah, yeah. until morning. You've been up all night.
Right. I'm going to act like I'm drinking it, and I'm going to palm it.
Okay.
I'm going to put it in my bag.
Can I?
I guess you are.
Yes, of course.
I'm good.
I assume I can't select new spells as part of taking this.
Yeah. And I've used way less.
Oof, that's tough. I would say no, because specifically spell preparation is kind of a separate element of long rest.
Right. That's a good question.
It's like a more prayer ritual kind of thing.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm going to make a decision. You can swap out. I'll add this to the description because I do like it. You can swap out a number of prepared spells equal to your proficiency modifier.
Okay.
As a result of...
Seems fair.
Wait, what? What was that? Sorry.
You can swap out a number of your prepared spells if you are a prepared spellcaster equal to your proficiency modifier.
I don't... doesn't
affect
me.
Yeah, you're not a prepared spellcaster.
Will you let me know once the adequate 10 minutes have
absolutely.
Lasted?
Yeah. Okay.
I, not knowing that, I'm not going to take it still.
Okay.
But that's cool.
Okay.
Super cool. Cool. That's a great question, Shane.
Yeah. Thank you. That's actually true. That's technically above table, but...
Yes.
So the two of you receive these vials from each one of the Steamstride wardens that are with you.
When I get the vial, I just kind of, hey, don't feel bad. We're very good at this, okay? We do everything we can to keep your jobs. All right.
The Steamstride warden, they're very hard to identify because they all wear the same armor and they have those weird helmets. So you're not sure like who they are, what they look like, but just like they stiffen and like stand way more upright. And then just a curt nod.
Please save my job.
But you two walk across the sort of large plaza and ascend the steps of the Capitolium, basically like flanking the queen and right behind her retinue.
Yeah, I make myself look as good as I can as a 5-foot slight child.
All right, excellent.
Yeah.
The way that the Capitolium is constructed, as you walk in, you pass through these sort of large archways, these doors. It is relatively late at night, but you do see that there is, as you walk in, activity has like kind of picked up in here. It looks like you can see people kind of running around. It is not like the daytime at all, but apparently news has already like gone out to the necessary people. And it's kind of like a kick downhill. Like things are moving around, people are running, lots of messengers scurrying back and forth. It looks like... the news that has just arrived has disseminated quickly and preparations are being made. The way that the Capitolium is constructed, basically you walk in and there are like wings that go off to either side, the right and left. And then basically straight ahead, you can see a set of like large steps that lead up and then to like a big landing. And then there are like doors on either end of that, like two big giant sets of doors, one to the right, one to the left.
Okay.
You ascend those steps and the queen just picks the right side, goes up the right side, and there are still guard who are stationed there. They open the doors, and you guys walk through.
I don't trust anybody.
Okay, so
I
you're
am, like leaving guards, people behind, like the Steamstride wardens. Like
literally,
nobody is trusted. I don't trust a single soul.
Gotcha.
That I don't know, and I'm gonna be like sweeping.
Sweeping. All right, go ahead and make a perception check for me, Seeker. You may do so as well.
Okay.
As you guys are doing those rolls, go ahead, hit me. Total?
It's perception?
Perception, yeah.
18.
15.
15. All right. As you guys are looking, there's a lot of people moving around. You don't see anybody who very obviously looks out of place or is giving you any weird vibes or anything like that. Everybody, there is tension. A lot of tension on the air. It looks like some people don't know what's happening, other people do, but everybody knows that something bad has happened.
Mm-hmm.
It's that kind of that anticipation, that weird frenetic energy when things have gone bad. That's kind of thick in the air. But you pass through the doors, you look at kind of clock both the still guard, nothing. and then you descend. You, as you guys go through this doors, there's like a large stairway that goes down to the left, and then another set of double doors, and you can see two additional steam stride wardens who are Stilgard, who are stationed outside of those doors.
Okay.
As the queen comes down, and they open those doors, and you guys enter into a huge chamber. You can see before you basically a large open chamber with sort of a secondary floor where there are, it's kind of like in a veranda. There's observable, a place where people can observe. You enter into the parliamentary chamber.
They can look down and observe.
Super great. Yeah. I clocked at an elbow seeker. Okay. Look up.
The steam stride wardens who are with you stop at the doorway and post outside of the doors. There are already steam stride wardens inside of the Capitolium waiting. As you guys walk in, you see five figures who are all at the base, like basically in the center of this big chamber around what looks like a massive table. It's kind of like an inverted bowl with like various like rounded kind of bench steps. You see that there is a staircase that leads down directly from your guys' entrance, the double doors that you're in front of. And then you also see that there are additional entrances what look like off to the left and right, with additional staircases leading down. You see at the table a woman, older, 50s probably, tall in what appears to be a sort of just like long navy blue dress. They are sort of like sitting there, hands folded. You don't recognize them. You see to their left a very large, imposing full orc man, dressed in full plate mail armor. Big sword strapped across the back, with a helm sort of sitting on the table in front of him. He is like fists on the table, looking down at what looks to be big maps kind of spread out, and all kinds of different things are spread out across this table. Going around at about 2 o'clock, if the table's a clock at 2 o'clock, you see a human male, late 50s, stark white hair, close cropped. Done up like very militaristic style of haircut, also in full plate mail. Also a large sword strapped to the back, and you see with a sort of very kind of large scar that goes down the left side of the face. And then at about 5 o'clock, you see a androgynous looking person. You see the sort of like pale blue skin, long, like slightly pointed ears, hair that's kind of the color of like a cerulean blue that's done up in a very tight braid that goes down about halfway down the back, wearing like very intricate, beautiful studded leather armor, has like references to the colors of Ondale. And those are the four, you see those four figures like already standing around at the table. The two of you are basically asked to, like the queen kind of turns to you. This is a meeting of my close council, and while I will allow you to be nearby, I will not allow you to be privy to the information that is about to be revealed. I do not know you. You may maintain yourselves in the room here. At the doorways.
Do I see an open spot at the table? Are there many?
It's a big table, but there's definitely room for more people.
So, but can I tell where the queen might sit?
Oh yeah, there's like very clearly an open spot, like right at the head of the table for her.
Okay, and where is that in relation to the doors?
So if you're like the parliamentary chamber is like big and round. So there are stairs this way, stairs this way. This is the one that you guys are coming in from, right? Kind of the southern entrance. Then it's like this bowl that goes down. In the middle is the table. You do see across, like on a raised dais, there are multiple chairs, as well as two what look like thrones, where you assume the king and queen sit when full parliament is in session. And then you see an additional set of double doors behind that throne. So, but you see doors, the doors that you came in behind you, doors to the left, doors to the right, and then those straight ahead of you behind the throne.
Right, and she would sit opposite us, or
between the opposite of on the table of you guys, between like between the thrones and the table.
Yeah,
if that makes any sense.
Okay, I understand that. Would you mind if we stay patrolling the perimeter, not between the doors? Like, if we stay near the doors, but maybe not necessarily these doors?
We want to check the perimeters to make sure they are safe.
Keep your distance.
Yes. And I'll just like, like.
And she says she doesn't know us. I'm Seeker. Some know me as Taka, and I'll offer my hand as a handshake.
Make a persuasion check for me.
Would she know Taka?
23.
Remind me what the significance of Taka.
Taka, it means shield.
Right. In what language?
In Elvish.
Oh, I know what that means.
Persuasion check. And you say that name, Taka. They're a very, very, like her face changes very slightly. It's hard to read. Fitting. She briefly takes your hand, shakes it.
As she does, I cast Shield of Faith on her.
But okay. Yes.
All right. When you cast the spell,
and as she reaches to grab, I grab my holy symbol and cast.
Okay. As you reach up to your holy symbol and cast the spell, there's like a brief like the Steam Stride Wardens do go for it, but she like raises her hand very quickly and staves them off. And thank you.
We don't trust nobody.
And she turns and walks down into the down by the table.
Yeah, I will be. I'm patrolling the perimeter. I'm going and with the focus on being at her back, like and at her sides, and looking at everyone around us.
Okay, cool.
And I want to scan the room to as much movement as I can without like interrupting them, and to be getting eyes on the lips.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not trying to listen. I'm not worried about what they're saying. I'm worried about what people are doing.
Okay.
So cool. I'm trusting that Seeker's going to handle the speaking.
All right. Excellent. As you guys kind of, as Queen Isolde descends the steps and heads towards her council members to begin the process of responding to this very critical threat to their national security, Vondale, we are going to cut over to the other three of you. So
it's been 10 minutes.
As you guys kind of get to the place and start walking the perimeter, 10 minutes have passed. You guys both may.
You didn't take it.
I didn't take it.
Yes, sorry. So yes, you may reset your. You may gain the benefits of a long rest.
Thank fuck.
So we go over to the other three of you. Salix has just given you similar vials. He apparently has procured them from wherever Captain's Privilege gets him.
Mm-hmm.
And he hands you these, and he says, you're going to need these.
What is it?
Knock it back. I trust him.
I'll follow up as
suit. All right.
Take it. It's like, it's very cooling, and you feel your body kind of start to relax a little bit. he says, it'll make sure you're at your full strength.
How long does it take?
About 10 minutes.
How far are we away from where we need to be?
About 10 minutes.
Okay, hold on. And I'll put the cork back after smelling it, and I'll put it down, and I will rub my fingers together, and one of the green tattoo that I have, or that kind of wraps up around my arm.
Okay.
Will start to subtly glow, and I will reach into my wrist, and I've done this before, I think, once, and I will attempt to pull, you see, like, I pull from my black tattoo on my left arm, I pull, and this green energy almost seems to like force its way out of it, and you see last time it was just my fingers, but I'm gonna cast this at fourth level.
Oh.
And as I pull, you see my fingers like start to pale and almost like decay, just like slightly as it kind of grows up my arm. And like, I have this ball of like almost green warbling energy, and I will press it against my chest as it like washes over me. Mm-hmm. And this green energy kind of like encapsulates my form and then kind of fades. And then if you look really close, you can see like a shimmer of green as I cast False Life at fourth level.
Okay.
Oh.
And I will pick the vial back up and knock it back.
Okay, cool. Awesome. So you cast False Life. That increases your current HP, or does it give you 20 temp HP?
Let me see.
It's 20 temp, right? It's 5.
Yeah, temporary. So at 24 plus 4.
Uh-huh.
Ease. 6 plus... One, plus 5 every level after
first.
Wow.
First. So it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15.
15 plus 6, 21.
So 21 points of temporary hit
points. That's amazing. Right.
You give yourself 21 temp HP, and then you immediately knock back
and
the
potion.
And
I'll just kind of like, as I shake my hand, you start to like, slowly this time, it almost got all the way up to my elbow.
Yeah.
You see like my arm is slowly starting to like regain its color and its blood and its
that's
like...
sick.
That's like metal as fuck.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. Either way.
How long has it been...
Yeah.
Do we still have aid up?
No, not because that was this morning, right?
Yeah.
No, it's been like almost 10 hours or something like that since then. Mm. Yeah, we're getting on like now it's starting to get kind of into like between 9 and 10 p.m.
I want to grab Salix's wrist really quickly. Mm-hmm. If it comes to a fight, don't stay close, maybe, please. And if you see a really scary Leonin, please don't engage him. Please? Please. Anyone else. You can pick anyone else. Don't go near him.
Make a persuasion check.
Or the half-orc.
You're asking your brother not
charisma,
to.
Baby.
Yeah.
No, he can go near the half-orc. I'm more concerned about...
No, I want the half-orc.
Oh, you want the half-orc. Can I have a dice?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Although last
you didn't
time,
need it last time.
Time.
You didn't need it last time.
Whatever you want, girl.
You're looking you know for. What? You're looking for a 23.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a fucking natural one.
She did not get it.
He looks at you and he kind of just like smiles and he's like, "No shot, this." And then he's just. There's no way he's gonna not. Do whatever he has to do.
Hell, in the event that any one of us crosses blades with these creatures, Taichu, and I'll cast aid.
Okay.
Can I do this before I take the potion?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Sure.
Well, I mean, technically, it doesn't enact until 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So I think we should. Sure.
I will allow it. Yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that. it's at fourth level, so everybody gets 15 additional.
So, and that's different from temp because it's your current and max.
Max.
If I did False Life and I have 21 temp, does this add to that temp or no?
It doesn't add to the temp. So your current.
I don't get the temp, but the current goes up.
Your current and max goes up. So, So what's your normal HP before
104.
False Life? So you have 119 plus 21 temp HP.
Right. Yes.
And I wonder if there's an easy way to do this.
And then I will also, unless anybody has anything else to say.
Okay.
Well, I guess. Okay, no, I will. Yeah, I'm going to cast Sending.
Okay.
Because I'm as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cast to Seeker.
Uh-huh.
Ajungis.
Mm-hmm.
Seeker! We're on our way to the Parliament with Salix. The building is not safe for the Queen. There are imposters.
Ask him if he's safe.
And I can respond.
You can respond?
He'll tell me if he's not safe.
I would say that when you get this...
Yeah what, how does the timeline
match up?
That's what I'm thinking. Like, timelines-wise, when you get this is, I will say, the Queen has just walked away from you and is heading down towards the meeting.
Mm-hmm. Do I have to... Is this a... Do I whisper
you,
it? Like
you
I,
do have to respond.
Loud,
this one, this one you have to respond.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll kind of turn towards the wall a little bit and already here. We are the Queen's Guard.
I look at that.
Long story.
Yeah, imagine.
No joke.
We'll look for imposters.
Okay.
He's fine. He's safe. Then,
Okay.
Well, who knows for how long? They're the Queen's Guard.
What?
What? I look to say.
Seeker's a bit of an exaggerator, right? You think he was being ironic?
He can embellish, but I don't think he would embellish about this.
Well, that's good news then.
Yeah.
I take it. He said to look for imposters. I don't know. He said they're the Queen's Guard, but.
Does the queen have a special queen's guard? What is he saying?
No, she has the Steam Stride Wardens. And now Ulma and Seeker, I presume.
So they're in very, very grave danger at the moment.
Aye.
Okay,
yes.
So let's run. Let's run.
12-year-old child.
Double time. So Salix turns and just starts running. Yep. Like, his mount can't carry all of you.
Yeah,
so.
No, sorry. We're not
so
with
you guys start running. And... basically, like, you are running through the streets of Stillgate, going as quickly as you can. You are in the Parchment District, so you're only one district over. But you guys are just, like, your feet pounding against the pavement as you guys are running.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you encounter some Stillguard and stuff like that along the way who, like, kind of, like, seeing people running this late at night, try to come up to you. And then Salix just, like, flashes his badge, basically, and, like, he's like, fuck off. His face is bared. Yeah. He doesn't wear the helmet, so people can like see him, and like people recognize him.
Yeah.
But you guys are making your way towards the Capitolium. After about 10 minutes, you guys all feel the effects of the potion really finally settle on you, feel as like the wellspring of magic is restored within you. And you guys are like running through the streets, and you arrive at the steps of the Capitolium. During this time, Seeker, you're going around the perimeter. You're keeping an eye out, watching for anything.
That would change after I get that message.
Uh huh.
Because I would immediately turn around and go back to Ulma.
Yeah.
Gaelic just said that there are imposters, and we should be on the lookout. Mm. So. Let's look for.
I was already looking at people, and because like I said before, if Ulma were to do this, she would use seeming. And so I'm.
Let's watch the table and all the guards around here.
Should we split it up? One person watches the tables, one person watches the guards, or should we both?
We're going to have to do both.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So you guys start watching.
Question.
Yeah.
When I did the long rest, it took away the temp HP. I just want to double check.
Yeah, it's
technically is it, does it, how
this
does it work?
Is different because I'm just going to say you maintain the temp HP
because it lasts for an hour.
It lasts for an hour. Normally, a long rest is 8 hours.
You didn't you get the effects.
They're saying they're anticipating that you actually had 8 hours.
The long rest, that makes sense.
You're able to maintain them.
Amazing. Thank you.
Of course.
But yes, if I watch the table, I can maybe see what they're saying too. So I'll focus there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you tell me, you yell, you grab me something if you see anything.
Yeah. Okay. If I see an imposter, I will stab.
Jesus.
Okay.
Fuck, Christmas.
Over the course of, so you guys kind of start looking. I would like both of you guys to make perception checks. Perception checks for me. Perception checks.
I'm Salix.
Always roll.
Right.
Always.
26
perception.
Nine.
Okay. So, Seeker, you're kind of like splitting your attention between all told, there are 8 Stillguard that are like positioned around this room, basically, like all watching and in attendance. They're like kind of like arrayed in a weird like half moon, basically all just like eyes on a swivel, looking around, checking, you know, like they'll walk down the hallways, look, come back. They're just kind of like constantly moving a little bit. You rolled a 26, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Couple of things. Over the course of the minutes, you look down and you don't really hear, but you can see the lips moving and you see snippets of conversation about what is going on. There is a lot of confusion. The reports of what is coming in are coming from different places within the city. Reports are mixed and vary. Essentially, Addersfeld is mostly on fire. There are They don't really know how the Kaldurian military got there at this point. They just know that the attack came from the south, which is usually unanticipated because they have to circle too close to the wastes
and
come up from that direction. So it was kind of like they just didn't anticipate that move.
Nice flanking maneuver.
And so, yeah, they basically, Adersfeld kind of got flanked. They got outflanked. There are another like piece of information that you do recognize, that you do get, is there are pockets of resistance where the Ondalian military has fallen back to different points of strongholds. There are one in the basically like the Lord's Mansion in Adersfeld, the High Lord's Mansion, the official dwelling of the ruler who presides over Adersfeld. The government buildings themselves, effectively like Adersfeld's version of the Capitolium, is also one. And a third point is an unnamed castle somewhere in Adersfeld where a group of fighters have mounted a resistance in partnership with the Ondalian military. And you pick up the words Ironlight Collective and a group of sentinels. It appears that the sentinels have opened up Ironlight Castle and fortified it alongside the Ondalian military and are fighting from that bandit point right now.
Cool.
And so then the conversation turns to like, how do we support them? What troops do we have in the area? A lot of like logistics. You hear the names of the people who are in attendance over the course of this. You hear Valeris. With the information, Valeris Thorn is the captain of the Stillguard, the leader of the Stillguard. You hear General Cade. Valeris is the, and that is addressed to the large full orc gentleman. That's Valeris. You hear Cade is addressed to the human male with the white hair and the scar. He's just very stoic. And a lot of like the information is coming from him right now, troop movements, where people are, et cetera, et cetera. The half elven sea elf looking person is referred to as Admiral Elia. That is the leader of the Ondalian Navy.
Admiral what?
Admiral Elia. E-L-I-A. The other woman in attendance, I have to check my notes, is Lady Velenor. And a lot of the questions that are directed at her are what local resources outside of Adersfeld from the other lords and ladies can be pulled together. Basically, like what forces are available, what private forces can be militarized by the monarchy and sent to Adersfeld to provide additional support and backup. You gather that Lady Arissa Valinor is probably the representative on the Queen's Council who is like the liaison for the House of Lords. And those are most of the people in attendance. The two of you know that Nisade is on the Queen's Council.
Mm-hmm.
He
we
said
know that.
He was attending.
Yeah. He's not
he
there.
Is conspicuously absent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's not here. Those are the things that you kind of pick up over the next couple of minutes.
Okay.
Also, as you are kind of keeping an eye to the guards and things like that, you are looking around, keeping tabs on everybody, and then you notice that there are only seven.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
And then the Steam Stride Wardens.
Someone's just missing.
Someone's just missing. A few minutes later, you're keeping an eye out, and six. At this point, the three of you are running through the hall of the you guys ascend the steps to the Capitolium, Salix in tow. You guys get there. Excuse me. You arrive at these up the same like big stairs. You go up around the door. Outside are two Stillguard. They're posted up out there. And Salix is like walks up. We have an urgent message. We have been requisitioned specifically for the Queen to preside and guard over the council meeting. Let us pass. And the Stillguard open the doors, let you guys in.
Good.
So the two of you hear the doors open.
Go ahead.
If I look around and nobody has eyes on me, I'm pulling my hood up.
Okay, cool. As you look around, you, over the course of like a minute or two, you kind of like find a way to like sneak behind a column basically, and you pull the hood up.
Because did I notice that people went missing?
With your roll,
really low,
your,
so maybe
your roll
not.
Pretty low. It takes you a little while longer to notice, but eventually you do.
So yeah, that's what clues me into like,
yeah, I'm, something's weird.
Yeah.
So two have gone missing from where?
Like, they went missing from the northern part of the chamber. Basically the side that is like closest to the queen.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting close to the queen.
Okay.
I noticed one. Like, okay, it's off. Two. Mm-hmm. I want to do something.
Okay, cool.
On me, and I want to march to the queen.
Okay, cool. You call Olma over to Olma. You walk over. About this point, the doors open up top, and the three of you guys walk in with Salix.
I'm invisible.
You're
but
invisible.
I'm walking
but you do you message her?
I guess I would look around and not see her. Yes, I would message.
cool.
Oh, problem. On the queen now.
All right.
Uh-huh, got it.
Cool. You guys make your way down there, yeah. As the three of you arrive, you guys walk up and arrive at the top of the landing. The Steam Stride Warden that is basically up there, like, turns to greet you guys. And Salix walks up and basically says, we're here on business with the queen.
If I can, I would like to pull Thessaly aside. Mm-hmm. For just a second.
What?
I don't know if I'm gonna get a chance to talk to you. This all might be going pretty fast now. I
think we're going to die?
I don't know that, but, these people, the way you've spoken of them, everything you've been through with them, I just...
And I'll touch Thessaly's hand.
Mm-hmm.
Remember who you are. Remember who you've been ever since you joined us. Remember the person inside of the shell that you made. You are the best person I know. And I will be here to remind you of that. Always. Just as you've done for me.
And I will, move my hand up to Thessaly's face.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you.
And I will kiss Thessaly.
I'm a little surprised, but I don't pull away.
And I will cast Protection from Poison.
Oh.
As a little boon.
I did not and see then, that coming.
And then I will as soon as I pull away, like, revert to a frigid...
As you pull away, I squeeze your hand.
Okay. You pull away, and as you pull away, like, you just kind of went off to the side a little bit. You see Salix is standing there. Salix is standing there, and he just kind of smiles, and he was like, I tilt...
No.
As the man behind him lifts his arm and stabs a knife underneath his armpit on the left. As the Steam Stride Warden behind him screams, "For Kaldor!"
I'm moving forward.
Everybody to roll initiative for me, please. Salix gets hit.
Oh my god!
Now I'm gonna move you guys over to the map.
So you can see
who's
where. He's there.
You have it,
and he's the nearest target.
I know.
You have it.
All right.
Yes.
Also.
Does that give her like an extra move? Like before, like if it's a 20, does he get an extra like godlike speed
we'll
to catch the blade?
Deflection.
I have deflection.
Oh, look at this.
Are we surprised?
You see, like,
can you use it as a reaction?
You see very quickly
you probably can't.
This Steam Stride Warden behind him like grabs his arm, lifts it, and then slides a knife like right into his armpit. And then screams for Kaldor. And, Thessaly, the voice sounds vaguely familiar.
I think in that moment, does it sound masculine, feminine? Which of the five?
Masculine. Traditionally masculine. Tall. This Steam Star Warden's, like, taller than Salix.
Do I think it's Vayne? Yeah. Okay. Oh, hell no.
I was assuming, and this is just something I was thinking, I was not with them. I was probably next to Salix.
I've dragged you out onto the map here. I've kind of placed everybody where I think they are-ish. I've moved folks around. So
Dekra and I are behind the queen.
Okay. Oh, you okay. So you guys like basically got over here. I'll say, like, is that kind of where you guys...
My goal was
you
to
were
get,
moving there?
Yeah, I don't know how far we got. My goal was to get next... I wanted to get right to the queen.
Okay.
That was my goal as well. Like, the All second right. we started noticing people, I'm invisible, so my plan was to get like, right
That's
next to
true.
Her.
That's true. Okay, cool. Then I will say, yeah, like, you guys, and, like, as you guys moved closer to her, she, like, turns, and you can see, like, there's, like, a look of anger on her face. Like, she's, like, about to say, like, I told you to stay.
Like, and she hears that.
Because, like, yeah. as those doors are open, like, my intent is to address her. This shit's all happening, like, real fast. Mm-hmm. So, like, yeah.
And you hear that scream. And you, as you guys are moving down towards her, you hear the arrival of your friends. All of this is kind of happening concurrently. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And once I hear that scream, I will, like, put my body in front of her body.
Okay,
and I'll be like, it's Alma, and I'm like, because I'm invisible.
Okay, cool. I'll allow that. That's cool. So you kind of, like, almost like right in front of her, like, edge between the table and her.
I meant, like, on the side, but yeah, like, I need
like
to be
next
like
to her. Okay,
yeah,
I thought between
her, like, blocking.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you kind of slide in between her and General Cade.
Oh my god.
So, I am gonna, let's see here. So, I am gonna add some turns, and then we're gonna get through initiative.
No.
Dude.
This is a lot going on. Bad turn. Okay, I have, let me see here. I'm gonna take care of NPCs first.
Can I be right next to her as well?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanna be within, like, touching range.
Yeah, you're right next to her. You're okay, like okay, a little cool. behind her to yeah, the yeah. and but to I'm her off, right.
I'm just
you're
like,
off her shoulder.
Okay, perfect, perfect.
Yeah, you're off her shoulder.
It's about to go. It's gone down.
Meow.
It is.
It's bad.
It has goneth down.
Bear with me, y'all, while I do this.
Are they all
stress,
like level 12?
Stress.
Level 12, right? They're all.
They were level 12.
I don't.
She knew
I
them.
Don't know. Or 20. I mean, they're level 20, right?
They're probably
about
not a team of
zero.
Level 20s.
This is about
that
to be.
That would be. DM Seth wouldn't do that to us.
This is about to be.
They're high level.
Well,
who said I wouldn't?
You
never said that.
You don't know.
Yeah, I never said that one motherfucker. I was kidding. Okay.
Not wardens, but the bad guys.
I think the ones with dots on them are bad guys. I think the ones with all the dots.
Dots are the Steam Stride wardens in here currently.
I guess not bad guys, Steam Stride wardens, but we know what that means.
I think Salix does too.
Now he does. He didn't before. And the queen who didn't believe us. Yeah. Can you believe that we were in the room next to her?
Yeah.
No, she only let us in here because we showed her that we could sneak into her fucking room.
That is insane.
That is insane.
We proved our skill. Now let us sell
you
our security services.
Yeah, we were like, hey, you thought this place was secure?
Boom!
Yeah.
Here's your contract.
You are we are security.
We are Seeker and Oma LLC.
Dude, we should go into business together after this.
We infiltrate the secure.
Sneaker and Stroma.
What do they call it? There's a name for people who do like counter security.
I
have a question whenever you have a second.
Gotcha.
Or maybe Shane can help me with this too.
Like they specifically hire people.
It's like counter hacking, but I can't remember what it's called.
I have different save DCs.
Intrusion.
Is that a mess up with this?
It might be your wizard or like some wizard spells.
Because I think
warlock
spells
all
are.
All of your stuff is intelligence based.
It's still intelligence.
You have
so use your intelligence DC for.
Use your intelligence DC for everything.
So that's a lot better.
Yeah.
Use your intelligence.
Guys, I just want to say I believe in you. And
you know, it's been a pleasure doing this podcast with y'all. We all die in real life during this podcast.
This group,
from heart failure.
This
Dude,
group that we're
I am
facing
currently having
is about to be real.
I was almost like, maybe you shouldn't say you love her because now one of you could die, and that's like.
Oh yeah, because it's been
it
said. It's
I
been said.
Thought about it, but I, you know, the moment arose, and I wasn't
well,
gonna
deny.
Got
diamonds,
say
it back, right? We got some diamonds.
Did they say it back?
Nobody kissed him back.
Mm-hmm. Kelly don't need much. Kelly's
been
not afraid of you.
He's not.
Anyway, Cecily is.
Yeah,
of hers and
Cecily is terrible.
Of everyone's
of
feelings.
Cecily, the concept of feelings is alarming.
Yes. No. Absolute.
That's like the only thing they're afraid of, huh?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Feelings?
Your fear aura doesn't take care of that.
No. Yeah, aura of courage does not help with that. Because that's an internal issue.
Right.
Oh, Jesus.
I mean, we're going to fight.
We're good.
At least.
But it's going to be 5v5. Like, that's fucked. It's going to feel like when we fought the fucking...
Well, okay, the council is there. And so I would think that, like, the general and the admiral...
What?
Where are the steel predators?
Why, thank you for making this worse.
That's what I...
Stop it. Don't bring that shit into the game.
You think maybe Seth would have forgotten?
Yes, I think. Yes, I think.
Yes, yeah.
Yes, I think.
They're, they're
the
a pivotal part of the plan.
Well, the guy was dead. So,
went and arranged that this morning.
So we have the council.
But maybe there was only one that already attacked us. Maybe it's just the one.
No, it's after that he went with the dwarf to the factory.
Was it?
It's at least two.
This is above table, but I'm wondering if we would know this because of the interview and then, like, because of the interview. Like. The interview with Nisaid.
Nisaid, who's not here.
Nisaid, would we know... Like, if you were talking about skills of each of them, like, would we know kind of... Like, we would know the one who's a powerful wizard. We know that...
Because you said the woman who's a halfling is a powerful wizard, right?
Yeah.
We would kind of have an idea of what their classes are.
Yeah, everything that you heard me say, you heard me say.
Okay.
Yeah.
I checked, I scrutinized Nisaid for being an imposter himself, and it didn't...
It didn't check.
It seemed to be him.
No, he just seemed to be.
Do they just have a straight doppelganger on the crew now?
Oh, could be.
Okay.
Could be.
So.
I don't know.
Initiatives.
It's possible.
For you guys. Anybody weird. Above 20?
47.
20. 20.
I rolled a natural 20 for a 21.
Nice. All right. So 20 for Olma. 21 for Thessaly.
Do I get anything special for getting a natural 20?
Can they have a lolly?
No.
You got a hat.
You already got a kiss.
18.
18
and
18.
All right.
Wow,
my dex is 20.
What? And Seeker, what's yours?
My dex is obviously higher than that. 60.
All right. Well, you both got 18s, right?
Yeah.
All right. And I think that only leaves Kellick.
I'm a 7.
Yeah,
oh, strong.
You're just smitten right now.
Yeah, Kelly doesn't even see the guy go down for a second. He's just like, holy shit. And it's like, for Kaldor!
What?
My soul left my body for a second.
Hey, hang on, where are we?
You see the gods. You come back.
Oh! Oh no!
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay. Okay. I gotta resolve one thing first.
What do
I
do?
What do you have to resolve?
What do you have to resolve?
What is it?
It seems resolved to me.
Gotta resolve how much damage Salix takes.
Oh, Jesus.
He has 15 extra points of max HP.
Wasn't panicked before, I am now.
He has the power of new friendship.
Yeah.
Someone give him the rope of friendship.
And it's a really strong friendship because one of those friends immediately threatened his life.
And the other one is his sister.
And the other one raised him.
Until they left for years and years and years.
I like
he left
this
first.
Chamber is this chamber has it's like a sword hilt. Do you see this?
Oh, it does look like
kind of does look like a little, that's cool.
Yeah, the sword right through the
like the
foil of almost like a rapier.
It's at the top, north of where we are, and then there's the hilt,
the handle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so first things first.
Don't do it,
Salix. Needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh my Jesus. God.
Poison. He is out just outside of your aura. That is a 19 on the dice.
Woo!
Fuck yeah, dude.
Thank you.
He takes 57 points of piercing damage and 33 points of poison damage.
Cheezo Pete's.
For a total of 90.
Wait, did he get the poison halved? Did he succeed on the save?
Oh, yeah,
yes, he did.
That was
poison damage. Okay.
Oh, we're in for a thing.
We're gonna be fine.
That was half?
We're gonna be hit. Fine.
Oh.
Okay.
Automatic critical hit.
Okay.
So that is, so his total HP, what did you say aid gave him?
15 extra.
Okay.
From aid, yeah.
He's still up.
Nice.
Let's go.
Oh my god.
We're surprised.
That brings us to that event triggers initiative. Brings us to the top of initiative. Queen Isolde. I pre-rolled initiative for everybody. Mm-hmm. Queen Isolde is actually first with a 24.
She's
a
Pete.
No longer surprised. this guy The guy who just stabbed Salix also rolled really well on his initiative.
Yep.
Can't shoot. He hits Salix again.
Yep.
Is this the guy standing right next to him?
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused.
Yeah.
So
the way this surprise works, just so everybody's clear, an event triggers initiative.
Uh-huh.
We are currently surprised.
Everybody currently has the surprised condition, which means that at the start of your turn, mm-hmm. you are surprised. Once we get to the end of your turn, you are no longer surprised. You lose the surprise condition.
Are we?
And you can act as normal.
Okay.
So no one right now has reactions, because anybody who is surprised, which is all of you, do not have reactions.
Okay.
Queen Isolde has her reaction because she is no longer surprised on top of initiative. So everybody still rolls initiative, and then it goes down initiative order, that's how it determines.
It doesn't start on wherever this guy was and go around?
No. Okay. So, like, above table, for dramatic effect, I am giving this one event the trigger, and just like I've given you guys, like, you can do one
you're
thing.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
This I just want to know how it works. Thing
to trigger the initiative, and then
it's his bonus round.
So he also rolled really well. That being said, he is not going to get an additional automatic crit. He's still going to.
This is just a regular.
Just
attack.
A regular.
Right.
It's not pleasant. So.
Right.
So that brings us to the assassin that has Salix, who takes the knife out and. Goes right back for a second strike. Okay. That is...
unfortunately good sounding sound effect.
Tragically good sounding sound.
That's a lot to hit.
Shit. Yeah, it makes sense.
He takes a...
God damn it. Pink cleric is so stressful.
Does he get sneak attack? Creature is surprised. Salix is still surprised.
He's still surprised.
Does have advantage on the roll. So he does. He does get sneak attack.
But he has advantage on the roll from
against surprised creatures. You have advantage. He is still surprised.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Salix goes down. He drops to 0 hit points.
Okay.
As he deals, enough. Six goes down,
mm-hmm.
and with his second strike, hits him one more time. He automatically fails 2 death saving throws.
Yep. Okay.
That ends the green guy's turn.
Okay.
Desilie, your turn. You are no longer surprised.
Okay.
Ends your turn. Yep. Brings us to this guy.
Thing that happened. That ends your turn because you were surprised.
Yeah. What? You don't get your turn.
You are no longer surprised.
Oh my god.
This is a fucking brutal first round, guys. It is a brutal first round. These are highly trained people. This guy is going to attack Polaris. This is now, because of this series event, these are also both. He still has to roll to attack. These are also both automatic critical hits because Polaris is surprised. So, first. Light crossbow that hits at advantage. That is
because you used your you used a feat though, right? The calling action, the like, because you said form up, you were doing the like.
So I didn't use my feet to do that. I was just trying to get you your attention so we could go talk to the queen.
Got it.
One sec.
I was gonna say if you used your feet to do it, we then might maybe. Not be surprised, but. Can't go backwards.
Valeris takes from the first strike 54 points of piercing damage.
These guys
and
truck
also has to make a con save. He also succeeds on his con save, so he takes 93 points of damage from the first strike. Second strike is another con save. That also succeeds. Takes not sneak attack on the second one, but 32 points.
This is all on Polaris?
This is all on Polaris.
Is there a crossbowman?
Yeah, crossbowman. So the guy, sorry, to narrate what's happening, the guy on the far left, the red dotted guy, pulls out a crossbow and shoots Polaris once, twice. And Polaris, like, goes down to a knee, but is still up, like, leans against the table
Okay.
and then like he's like and turns, like, starts the process of turning.
He's the orc.
He's the full orc.
Yeah. He's the full orc, head of Stilgard.
That brings us to Purple Guy. Purple Guy is going to...
God, how high did they roll?
Oh, they all rolled really high.
Mm-hmm. They all look like Stilgard.
Yeah, but 24.
This is 21.
Okay, Thessaly was 21, too.
Yeah. 21.
Yeah. And I'm 20 also, so it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And there's
two at 21, then.
Yep, not. Two of them are at 21. Yeah. So that is going to be 23 to hit on the Admiral. And the second strike is an 18 to hit, which...
Does an 18 hit?
On the Admiral?
Just hits.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, makes sense.
So that is on the first strike is the automatic crit.
Yikes.
These guys are nasty.
No, we're all going to be so low when we start. Well, I won't, but...
Is the automatic crit because of the surprise condition?
No.
No, that's because they're...
Well, it is in conjunction with the surprise condition,
but it's because of they have a feature that gives them
automatic crits on surprise creatures.
Correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It'll be over. It'll be over after this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It'll be over.
Oh, it'll be over.
They'll have no more HP to take from us. You can only kill me till I'm dead.
Mm.
My max one.
HP.
It's currently at 100.
Because they're doing 100 points of damage right away.
Okay. Admiral Elia Moonshadow takes from the first strike 87 points of damage from the first strike. And the second strike is...
We might have to run the line. Good thing I've been prepared for that for a long time. You have a diamond. And
they don't...
Thessaly, you have a diamond.
No, it's on me.
I can do resurrection. So...
I know, but...
That is not going to be enough to... Admiral Moonshadow goes down.
Oh, yeah, fuck.
And that's a council member?
That's the leader. That ends Purple's turn.
Okay.
Olma brings it to your turn. You're no longer surprised. Flynn, no longer surprised. Seeker, no longer surprised. Valeris, no longer surprised.
At least we are in a row.
Admiral.
That's helpful.
Admiral, no longer surprised.
Pretty surprised, though.
Oh, was that a crit fail?
We don't know.
She rolled her death save.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we don't know. That's right.
Wait, no.
Death save for the Admiral?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. We don't know who the Admiral.
Blue Boy.
Can you give us a flashback? No,
Admiral flashback.
Can we get their point of view?
Blue Boy levels his crossbow at the lady, and the bolt goes straight through her neck.
They're going to go through the...
Who's the lady?
The lady.
The head lady.
She's Valinor.
Sorry, there's a lot of names.
She's the liaison. She's a council member.
She's from the House of Lords.
She's
a regular...
She dies immediately.
Oh my god!
She's not a warrior.
You know what? The queen's going to have to resurrect some people, later. We can't have...
I don't think the queen's a cleric.
No. I'm just saying we can't handle those council members.
We'll get there if we get there.
Looking grim, fam.
We got this.
You're almost there. You're almost home.
No, we're not.
You say this, but it doesn't feel this way.
I want to hear Salix's turn.
That'll hit on the Admiral. On Valeris. That is, he's no longer surprised, so this does not have advantage, and he does not have an ally adjacent, so there is no sneak attack.
Thank God. I don't know how much... He's an orc, so I mean, hopefully...
I'm fucking 7 on my...
It's okay, it's Shane.
It's a cleric curse. It happens.
It's like you fully embraced your role.
Okay.
I've Valeris never met a cleric
makes
that rolls...
con save. He takes...
On initiative.
19. Oh, really
19.
19 so points of damage. Second attack.
Can't save them all. Remember that? Remember that talk?
Also what makes the fuck is that
lying?
You don't remember that talk?
I want to listen to what our DM is saying. I'm sorry.
Takes an additional... okay.
He's telling us whether people are getting hit or not. So I would like to know whether they're poisoned or not. So can we...
Well, they're not getting poisoned. They're taking poison damage.
He made their save.
Valeris made his save. He is up. Barely.
Damn, Valeris. Okay.
He's a beefy boy.
Yeah.
And finally, Orange... goes on, shoots towards General Kate. This is a meat grinder of a round, y'all. Thank you guys for your patience. I pre-rolled initiative for all these guys, and this is how it
I feel like I'm being punished for getting into the queen's
I promise you're not. This all would have happened without you there.
If we weren't here now,
we would not be in an initiative yet.
Okay. Nice. First attack hits.
We're in the best position to save her.
As the assassin levels their crossbow at General Cade, he pulls out his sword and parries the blow. He's going to use a battle master maneuver.
Yeah, he does.
He's not surprised.
Yeah, he does.
And so he can use his reaction to parry the first shot, and then the second shot is a 13 to hit. That does not hit. So Orange wastes his turn trying to bring down General Cade. Kellick, you are no longer surprised. General Cade is not surprised. Turns to the queen, and you guys both see this, both hear it. He says, "My queen, get out!" And, like, just tells her to run. Like, run. And then he moves 5, 10, 15, 20, 20. Oh, the stretch out his token. 25 and 30. And then is going to unleash a series of attacks on this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Get him, General Cade, you bastard.
One.
You ruthless prick.
Run him through, Cade. Attack.
Hits. Second attack hits. Third attack hits.
Yeah, Jesus it does.
All right.
Let's
hurt people. Hurt people.
Well,
that is.
No, we can't support that.
That's a new motto.
19.
We don't know.
No, it's not yet.
28 points of slashing damage from the first strike. 28 points of slashing damage from the second strike. And.
Top.
32
Where's
points.
Salix's turn?
What did I say? 28. Minus 28.
I didn't even
hear.
Minus 28.
You didn't tell us.
And finally, on the last strike, he's going to figure in the corner. You see an also very tall figure. This one kind of moves very quickly and adroitly because he's going to use uncanny dodge to avoid General Cade's blast.
But I know one is.
He's going to half it. And
shit! He used uncanny dodge.
Yes, he did.
Which one was that?
The one over that's squaring off with General Cade.
Okay.
She's dead. That brings us, back top of initiative.
Who's dead?
The lady.
I thought you said somebody
remember
else.
Her
sorry.
Name.
Queen.
History won't forget.
Yep, Queen.
Is immediately going to use her action to step of the wind.
Okay. Monk shit. 5, 10,
15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. And fucking bust through these doors. 35, 50. 5 inches basically just to here.
I don't know who's out there.
And you see as she makes up, you see these flashes of
Nassade wasn't there.
Oh no!
These flashes of like almost like purple and gold next to her as two steel predators dimension door in right next to her and flank her and then like turn towards the the gathered assembly.
And she fucking used.
Oh, okay. Wait. So they're not like looking to like they're gonna.
They're protecting. They take up a protective.
They're protecting.
They, like, flank
her. They're protecting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, they flank
Jesus.
Her. Okay. No, they flank her.
Oh, they're work.
I thought they were gonna attack her.
I thought they were gonna attack her.
No. They show up and immediately like you hear her. She like says something. She basically screams like to me, and then these things just like dimension door in.
Do we take that to mean she's fine?
However
we don't know.
However you want, take that.
Who
shit,
knows if they can be turned on?
Right, maybe they have code word
to turn on.
But for now, maybe.
Yeah,
not
okay.
Because now they're on their side. Okay.
Token.
But we know that they've
far
been
too many.
Can she ride them to safety?
Can she ride them to safety?
Can't let her out of her sight. We can't stay with her.
So these two things, like basically, show up, blank the doors, and take a protective stance around her. Their action is to bamp in because they both have to use their action to cast Dimension Door.
That's what I thought.
But they
I don't know if there's an exit from that way,
they
though.
They will act on her initiative.
Looks like it.
There might not be.
Okay.
That might not be an exit from that state, like where that is. That might be a holding room or something.
Okay. That ends her turn. We're almost there. I know. I'm almost through your guys' turn.
You are fine. I have lived this life.
Green turns to you. You are no longer surprised. He does not have an ally adjacent. So, his first short sword attack at you, Flynn, is going to be a 19 to hit.
Miss.
And the second attack is going to be a... Ooh, natural one.
Nice.
Oh, all
right.
So, he didn't take a third... So, how many attacks... How many hits has He's only had two so far.
Two. Everybody has only attacked twice, as far as you can see.
Okay.
Everybody's only attacked twice.
Be fine.
That ends that guy's turn. Thessaly, it is your turn.
So the guy that just...
The guy stabs Salix. He stabs Salix twice.
And now he's going after Flynn.
Once again on the ground, and he goes after Flynn.
Okay. Salix goes after me.
No.
No. Salix is on the ground, unconscious.
Okay.
The guy next to you in the Steam Stride Warden outfit, he goes after you immediately. Uh-huh. And, like, turns to you and starts trying to get you because you're the nearest
person. But he missed,
But he missed you twice.
Okay.
So that brings us to Thessaly's turn. Now, everybody does have reactions because we came to the end of your turn.
Thank you.
And you are no longer surprised. Everybody does have their reactions. But Thessaly, it is your turn. What are you doing? Thank you all for your patience. Well, that was a lot to navigate, so I appreciate it.
Did Salix go, and did he make a death save? And because I know that was a lot.
We're not going to get to know.
I don't. Okay, so we don't know unless we see him.
No,
I just want to make sure his turn came up, because I just wanted to make sure you rolled it or whatever. I just don't remember hearing his name, so that's why.
Because he's not in the initiative order.
Nice.
Oh, okay.
Good call. Good catch.
Right, well, now he's going to roll, and he might die.
So maybe you shouldn't have said anything.
We need to know the answer.
The roll was coming one way or another.
Yeah, it was going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
No. It's good that it's there.
Sorry. That's...
No.
Not a lot of...
It needs to be in the order.
Okay. That is, it brings us to Thessaly's turn.
Is that like a good okay?
We'll find out when it's...
We'll find out later.
Do you think?
So, seeing that, now that I'm not surprised anymore.
Yes.
Underneath my breath, I've fully turned away from Kellic to see this, and I am back to that night, and I'm just saying, no, like barely under my breath, like barely audible, like almost like a croak. Like it's not even like, no. And I'm moving forward. And I'm just gonna very carefully step over Felix's body. And I am going to stab who I probably think is Fane.
Okay.
But as I'm walking over, I cast Vow of Enmity on him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you use your Vow of Enmity. What does it look like again when you...
This time, I just hold my hand up, and clench it into a fist, and this sort of, like, crystalline energy sparks around my hand, and then it sparks over the creature that I cast on. So in this case, that, the Steam Stride Warden imposter, just for a brief flash, it, like, coats over him.
Okay.
And I'm attacking with... I'm going to try to plunge the longsword so hard into his chest that I push him back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Go ahead and give me some attack rolls at advantage.
Okay, that is...
Okay.
So that first one's a 27.
27 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. I'm sorry. I should have specified this. I have had this in my brain since we watched this happen. I am going to use a... I've already used my bonus action, but I'm going to use a third level Divine Smite.
Okay. All right.
I'm very shaky.
It's okay.
We're all...
All right.
Yeah, a shaky.
That was rough, guys. That was rough. The way that all shook out.
It's okay. We're all 100% right now.
Uh, 26 points on the first strike.
26 points.
Going in with the short sword. I'm going in and around. I'm going to, try to get his kidney.
Okay. Awesome. Go ahead and roll again for me. Second strike. With the short sword?
With the short sword? Yeah. Wait, okay, I'm so sorry. I forgot the rules of Divine Smite in my panic. It casts per attack.
You expend the spell slot on the attack, yeah.
On the attack. So if I want to use it for my short sword, I have to cast it again.
You don't cast it, but
I expend it again.
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay. For sure. You can hit as many Divine Smites as you want in a turn.
It's going to be only second level then for that one.
Okay.
20 on the second one.
20 on the second one? 20 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
Oh, no. Oh, I rolled damage.
Oh.
25. Is it 25 hits?
25 hits. Okay. So 20 damage and on then the 20 second one? All right. Awesome.
I've forgotten how to play Dungeons & Dragons.
No, that's
all right.
That's
all right.
All right. As you get closer, and you sort of stab into this creature, As the sort of like neck lifts back, you do see like the hint of like greenish gray skin underneath the visor.
If I can, I'm gonna like lean in with both of my swords into his side, and I'm gonna say, "You fucked up."
Okay. Ooh, shit. Okay. Awesome. 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 All right.
It's my turn.
That's gonna end Thessaly's turn and brings us to Olma. You are down there.
It's my turn next.
Yep. It is your turn.
Oh boy. There's so many. They're all in different bodies, I guess. So I don't know who looks like what. I was gonna say, never mind. Or I don't know that they're in different bodies, but I'm gonna use my movement to go back by the thrones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I wanna be closer to where the queen is.
10, 15, 20. This is like a big like map kind of globe of Elbor that's right there. Did you want to get, and that's like a little lip. It's like 5 feet up. Yeah. So do you just want to climb up there?
Yes.
25, 30. That gets you there. Do you want to keep going?
No.
Okay. You kind of climb up on this raised edge.
Orange.
Can I add something really quickly?
Yeah, go for it.
In my panic, I also didn't add 5 damage to each of my swords. So could you please add 10 more damage?
Yes.
Nice.
I can.
How much did you?
Awesome. That was a lot.
I did. It was
20
the,
and then 20.
20 was the second one and 26 was the first one. So, but it should have been 5 additional.
So, like 60 so something.
56 50. Points of damage.
Okay.
Yeah, 56 total points. Olma, so you're looking at orange.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm going to throw a Chaos Bolt at level four, because I don't know who my biggest threat is yet.
Okay.
So I'm going to stick with level four.
All right.
Yeah, so. Spell attack is fucking 11, so that is a 23 to hit.
23 hits. Yes, hits. You are.
I'm invisible.
Do you get advantage?
Let me try to get that crit.
Yeah.
What are the fuck?
I'm so glad. I almost didn't say anything. Oh my god.
Okay.
It's beautiful. It's right there. It's right there.
Fourth. So that's a fourth level chaos bolt. So
that is
D8. And then how many D? It's additional
no.
D6.
1 second.
Yeah. Let me know.
Needed that.
So sorry. So a chaos bolt is an automatic 2D8 plus 1D6 damage.
Okay.
But at level 4, you add another D6 to every level. Mm-hmm. So at level 1, it's 1D6. At level 2, it's 2. At level 3, so it's 4D6. So it's 2D8 and 4D6 automatic damage.
So your baseline is 40, I believe. So it's 2D8 plus
4D6.
Right? So that's 24 plus 16. So yeah, that is 40 base points of damage.
So
and then you roll your
dice.
Yes.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Blast him, dude.
Blast him!
This is like, you did this to us, so get ready.
Mm-hmm. Awesome,
one,
awesome.
2, 3, 4.
Maybe it'll do that arc thing.
This
too.
Is, it didn't. Okay. This is gonna be psychic damage.
Oh, nice. Cool. Awesome. All right. Dope.
Very fitting for Olma.
Mm-hmm.
That's 27 points of psychic damage.
All right.
Plus wild magic.
Plus
27 plus 40, so 67 total points of damage.
All right.
Amazing.
Of psychic damage. 67 points of psychic damage. And
all right.
To orange.
Magic. To orange. Wild magic beat an 8.
Okay.
Failed.
Goes off. Okay.
Which is fitting.
Thanks for moving over there. Appreciate
it. Like,
all right, let's find out what happens.
Do you want me to roll or do you want to roll?
You go ahead and roll. I just need to find your table here.
Okay, so I need a D100. And I need a 10. Right? And another D20, because I need to get the severity.
Right, okay. So, let me see here. So, the first thing you do is you roll the D20 for the severity, right?
Yep.
Okay. See where that goes.
That is a 17.
17, okay. Cool.
That could either be really bad or
now
really good.
Go ahead and roll your D100 for me.
D100 is 100. Right, 00 is...
I think that's the... this one.
Is that the 10?
So, that's if you roll another 0...
Then it's
100.
Oh.
Yes.
So, yeah. It's, so, you're right now, you're either
You're in the zero to nine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's like rare.
If you roll another zero, it reverses the
okay,
answer.
So I'll
weird.
Tell you what the tens yeah. is.
Very confusing.
One.
Okay.
So that's a one.
That's a one.
All right.
Wow. What are the odds? Wow. Someone needed to roll that when you're doing like a speak to gods or whatever.
Yeah, that would have been.
Okay. So, Oma, as you release the chaos bolt and it like warbles across the
room. What
are
the odds?
Screaming for this guy. It hits him and knocks him back into the wall behind him. And you see like, you see this figure, the orange figure, is...
On the other side of the wall? Wait, which one?
The other side. So the orange figure appears shorter and wider than the others.
I was worried this would be the magic
slams into
user.
This creature. You hear this like... this kind of grunt of effort. And then from around you, like over the throne and underneath, you see this like... this like gross sort of like almost like... viscous liquid appear underneath you as a puddle of grease forms underneath you. I need you to make a dexterity saving throw for me, please.
That's funny.
It's your
spell save DC. Of all the things.
Save DC Christmas.
You got it.
Oh,
huh? Oh, pretty good. Oh.
Do I add anything to it?
Just your dexterity saving throw modifier.
Saving throw. So
it is. Yeah, it is a saving throw.
We got it.
We've all forgotten. Rolled an 18.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But my spell save DC is a 19, but I'm going to expend 2 sorcery points and use
You're going to add the D4s or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
So then, you don't even have to, I mean, you can roll, of course, if you'd like to, but if you need to roll a 1, right? That's all you need to roll?
I rolled a 3. So it's divine. All right. So that's a 22.
Yeah. 22, you like, you manage to, like, and then you like, you do that thing where you like stretch out your feet and like hit both sides of the throne armchairs that you're like kind of standing near. You do know that, like, that is your dexterity save throw. If you continue to stay here, so you got to get out of there.
How wide is it?
It's 10 feet wide, so I think you have just enough movement to get out. Because that was 30 feet to get where you are. How much
movement?
Oh,
you used step of wind,
yeah. Movement, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I didn't use a bonus action, so actually, yeah, I have plenty of space. So I am going to. Step out of it.
All right.
And then I'm going to use a key point for his patient defense because I'm worried that now I've revealed myself.
Okay, awesome. So which way are you going? Are you going like left of yourself? Like left,
no, I'm
going right?
to go to the other side of the throne.
So like
further
right,
away from the
like right there.
No. Further away from the person cool. I just hit.
All right.
With
awesome.
The breeze, does it stay?
It does. It does remain.
And that could we get a mark down because that might block that corridor.
Yeah.
It might not be all bad if it stays there.
Yeah, because grease remains for 1 minute. So let me.
If anyone wants to run at the queen, they got to run through that grease potentially.
Like avoid it. Yeah.
Because it looks like these are big walls.
Big ass puddle of
grease.
Look at
the greasy over there.
It's a little green.
Inadvertently awesome.
So that's there you go. So that's that big, like, so there's this just giant puddle of grease.
It is blocking the entire doorway.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah. So,
well, you are welcome.
All right. That's how good I am.
Awesome.
I am so good.
Is that going to end almost turn?
I used movement, action, bonus action. So, yeah, that's going to end it.
All right. That ends almost turn. Brings us to Seeker. What are you doing?
I'm
Flynn, you're on deck.
Yeah,
that grease. So I'm gonna move. I'm gonna move between. So Valeris.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Could I have done one more thing?
Yeah, sure. What's up?
I'm supposed to yell something.
Oh.
Oops.
So before I moved over, I want to go. And then I move.
Is that like your guys' unspike?
Yeah, that's how we know that she. Because
I'm invisible, so I can't make a handsome signal.
Oh, right. I forgot we established that. Yeah, you have like a verbal and a non-verbal.
Yeah, pick up a rock, put it back down.
So yeah.
Awesome.
Nope. Spin around
if you're a bird or something.
All right. That ends. And we're Seeker. You're going where, sorry?
Yeah, I'm going to move towards Oma. So I'm going to try. I'm just trying to get between Valeris and Oma, which I can, and I'm going to use tactical orders, and I'm going to say, Valeris, Oma, the queen, and I'm going to, so then that gives us all 20 feet of movement.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to take that 20 feet of movement, and I'm going to go through the GD grease.
Okay.
And
Christmas.
You're going to the queen?
Yes, I'm going to the queen.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And if you follow the orders, you can come 20 feet with me towards the queen, and I'm going to use the rest of my movement to get to the queen. Okay. And then if Valeris,
bonus action dash, right? To get to her?
Well, no, that's my bonus action is the
maneuver.
But okay. My movement, so actually I get 20 feet.
For that
bonus action, I get 20 feet.
That's right.
And then I can have my movement.
That's just enough to get you to the queen.
And then if he decides to move, I barely looked. I know he got hit. I didn't stop to like deal with that. He can move 20 feet towards. And when I get there,
Did you have to save against the grease? Did I miss
that? That's what I. Mm-hmm. That's true. Sorry.
Yeah.
So you get to here, and then you got to make a dexterity saving throw. Your DC is 19.
Which that means everybody's DC versus 19. So
that is actually so.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Well, they get caught or it's slowed.
It's if they fall.
They fall.
Yeah.
No fucking way. So I'm standing right next to my grease and waiting for people to fall and then murdering them while they're pro.
All right.
That's so high.
You gotta have a good save. It's so high. It's really funny.
That's a 19.
Oh,
19.
Wow.
Amazing.
Amazing. Wow. So you do that thing where like you go to like you go through it and then like you kind of slip, but then you just like your feet and just skate through it.
Why is there grease here?
Uh-oh.
Amazing.
And I get to the queen and good, these are here. You need to hide.
I'm invisible.
No, to the queen.
Oh, sorry.
You need to hide, but we can't leave you. I'm going to make you invisible. Okay. And
that's a good idea.
Sin, no. And I'm gonna touch her.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, so you cast invisibility. You are concentrating.
Invisibility?
Huh?
Nothing. I'm reflecting on.
Because you think the predators have the invisibility,
you
so you're
cast,
They can do all scanny sweep.
They can do all kinds of stuff.
So right now, you use your action to cast invisibility. It's your full movement to get there. As you approach, the steel predators like move to intercept you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the queen issues an order very quickly. She's like, not him. Like as you come up, she does that same like thing where she gets really defensive.
Yeah.
And then you come up and you speak to her and you say, "We need to get you out of here," and you cast invisibility on her with your action, and she vanishes.
Yeah.
From sight. Okay.
And I'm just like, if you go, take me with you. Tell me where you're going.
Okay. So if you say that. Okay.
And that's it.
She says. To my council chambers. So, all right, you are there. You're next to her. Action, bonus action, movement. Awesome. That is Seeker's turn.
Yes.
All right. That ends your turn. Brings us to Flynn.
She's going to her council chambers.
Valeris on deck.
Okay. Valeris is green.
Uh huh. Valeris is green. Or sorry, Valeris is He's this guy.
He's
Valeris
right
is the orc.
No.
No, he's
down here. Sorry.
Valeris is a council member. He's a orc.
Got it.
Full orc, and he's taking a fucking beating, but he's still up. He's apparently resilient.
Okay.
Hardy SOB.
Hardy fella.
Russ, what are you doing? Flynn, what are you doing?
Yeah. I'll see Thessaly run up, and I'll see Salix on the ground. I'll look to Salix briefly. Does it look like his chest is moving? Does it look like he's breathing? Or is that going to take my action to figure that out?
Won't take your action. I will say make a medicine check for me.
I've rolled a one, so I can...
Yep.
That's not much better. 7?
You can't tell.
That's Lee, your brother! Kellick!
I fucking got it then!
And I will look to this person in front of me, and I will summon my use a bonus action,
mm-hmm.
and I will summon the sword at 4th level.
Okay.
As this fucking beam of mist and green saber-like energy just forms, and that dark black energy just kind of covers over it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna fucking attack him. So I'm looking at this map. I don't know if it represents it, but is it dim?
No.
Okay. I'm just gonna go in for some attacks.
Yeah. It is brightly lit in this council chamber. I think I have my
do I have?
Did Valeris want to move? Because he had movement.
That's right.
Valeris had movement. You had movement too. You don't have to use it to go to the queen, but you have 20 feet of
movement. I will resolve that after Flynn's turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you roll?
24. 24. The first hit.
Hit. So go ahead and roll damage.
I'm not going to move.
Am I able to do a cantrip on my second attack? Or do you want me to do it now?
Okay, yeah,
I'll just
do it on my second attack. Either or. So that is, I think at fourth level, Shadow Blade is 3d8.
When you cast a spell using a third or fourth, the damage increases to 3d8. So it's 3d8. Uh-huh. That's not as good as I thought it was going to be. Can I retcon that to 3? I didn't know 3 or 4 is the same. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so third level.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay, 3d8. Plus a D, or no, just 3d8.
3d8 plus
my thing.
Plus your whatever modifiers, but not the plus one for me.
So it's 7 piercing.
Yep. But it's all psychic.
10, 17.
17, mm-hmm. All right, 17 points of damage. What was the attack roll? Oh, you rolled a
24.
Yeah, you hit, right. So 17 points of psychic damage. All right, cool.
And then... second attack, I will, I'll reach down and rub the fingers together, rub it across the blade as the energy kind of, that thunderous energy kind of makes the blade almost like ripple and warble as I cast Booming Blade, and I'm going to do my best.
All right.
26.
Hits. Yeah. So it's 3d8 psychic
nice,
2d8 thunder, I believe.
Yeah, 2d8 thunder.
You don't have to bother separating it out.
That's way better.
I like that.
Okay.
14, right? 14 mm-hmm. plus that is 21. Plus, so it's 28 points of damage plus 2d8 for 13 more on top of that.
Yeah.
28 plus 13?
Yeah. And then as I strike in on the second attack and I pull the blade out, there's like this warbling energy like on the side of this,
all right,
this creature.
As you as the second strike comes in, how does this creature fall?
Yes.
Oh, really?
If I could,
mm-hmm.
I would like to pull the blade out, mm-hmm. and I don't know, for flavor, I just want to kick him and try and push him over, and all hopefully that'll mess up the booming energy and finish him off.
Yeah, absolutely. So your sword sort of sinks into this creature, and like almost without resistance as a result of the psychic, but then it kind of like incorporates around mm-hmm. the non-existent wound and just like latches onto this creature's stomach, and then you don't like, there's no like gore, mm-hmm. but there is
internal
damage as the creature, and then it's like blown backwards 5 feet and falls to the ground. The helmet tumbles off of the creature, and desolately you see the sort of orcish skin and features of Fane as he falls to the ground.
The half-orc?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The half-orc.
I'm super serious right now, so I wouldn't, but...
All
right.
I don't even process that Flynn is alive right now.
Okay.
I want to look at Thessaly, I think, for I have movement, but if I could, I just want to see how they're doing. Because I yelled it at them, and I did that even register?
No. My eyes are vacant. If there's anything in them, it's not even anger. It's pure hatred.
I will use my movement then, seeing that Kellic might be able to maybe help. I will run and try and intercept the bad one, blue next to Kellic, to try and stop him from getting shot.
Okay.
I have 25, so as close as I can get.
25 gets you right between him and Kellic.
Cool. Amazing. I'm in melee?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, great. Yeah, then that's perfect. Okay. And then I will just kind of square off with this guy or person.
Cool.
That's my turn.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. That is going to end Flynn's turn. Okay, so I said I was going to resolve Valeris. What was the order that Seeker gave? You said to the queen?
Yeah.
Hide, right?
I just said the queen. And then I took off to the queen. So,
to Valeris.
Yeah, to Valeris.
Okay.
And potentially Olma.
Interesting is, what's his response? Is he going to go to the queen?
Well,
or is
because
he
sometimes
gonna...
the queen could mean... protect the queen.
Yeah, he could take it.
Because you didn't say to the queen, you just said the queen.
He's a warrior. He's going to use that reaction to move 5, 10,
yeah, 15, he is
20 closer to the yeah. creature.
I think that works.
And then that brings us to his turn. So he's going to close that gap.
Can you tell me how far I am from the orange person right now? Because I also had the option to make that move.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah,
I
yeah.
just want to know what the distance is.
Orange. I see. You are 65 feet away from the orange person. All right, Valera.
I would like to move 5 feet closer.
Okay. To the orange person, I'm going to say that your turn is passed.
No. So. It's
because of my tactical order.
I didn't realize that you were. Okay, understood. Then, yeah, you can definitely use that to move.
Not into the grid, right? In front of the grid. Right? Yeah.
It's just hard with the.
Yeah, that's
snap
fine.
To the
I
grid.
I'm within 60 feet of the person who is. Or
right there,
is
you're within
there,
60 feet.
That I've already hit once. Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Awesome. That is going to bring us to Valeris Thorne's turn. What is he doing? He's gonna run here, and you see as he pulls out his greatsword and he like screams like, aah! And then he weaves his hand in front of him and he vanishes as he appears next to the creature in red and whoosh,
shit,
takes a strike at him. He's gonna cast Steel Wind Strike.
Oh,
and he's gonna try to get him.
What? We like to see that.
The leader of the Still Guard also
should be able to do
has
some.
A little control of some magic. Just a little bit.
You
don't get there for nothing.
Yeah, you don't get to be the captain of the Still Guard. Okay, that is. Let's see here. So, rolling. This is a spell attack. Is it a spell attack or is it a weapon attack? I don't remember.
Big number. Is it plus a lot?
So we're gonna roll that here. That is going to hit, and the second one hits.
Yay!
Okay, cool. So the first creature takes 31 points of force damage.
Yeah, he does.
All right, the first creature, and then the blue guy next to him takes 38 points of force damage, and then he is going to, because he is an Eldritch Knight, he is going to make one weapon attack as a bonus action. So he is gonna hit the blue guy with his forceful greatsword. Fucking 22 to hit. Yep. Cool. 25 points of damage.
Nice.
All right. That is Valeris Thorne's turn.
Wait, he went to both of them?
Because Steel Wind Strike allows him to teleport to the creatures and make a single weapon attack before moving on to another.
That's really cool.
He's too spread out from anybody else to get them. But he can get both of them.
Amazing.
So he runs, and then about 10 feet away, he like vanishes and then appears next to him, slices, and then vanishes again, appears next to the blue guy on the other side of Euflin,
mm-hmm.
and cuts into him.
That's amazing.
And then he is going to use bonus action. Yeah, and then he comes in with a second strike with his bonus action using war magic, and that is going to end his turn. And that brings us to Salix.
Am I still rolling?
You got to roll again.
That ends Salix's turn. Brings us to the Admiral. Okay. And brings us to the blue guy. All right.
And just remind us, the Admiral is down in the center next to the X, the one. Okay.
Yeah.
She's unconscious.
She's making death saves.
Or I guess they, because it was an Admiral.
They're making death saves. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the reminder. But yes. That's not necessarily common knowledge, but they do use they, them pronouns. So,
you said androgynous, so that tracks. Cool.
You guys know that androgyny is kind of actually part of Ondalian culture. It's, it's very common.
Mm.
Not very common, but it's accepted and commonplace. Right. So, that is going to bring us to blue guy. He's going to make a short sword attack against Valeris. First attack. Shit. Terrible. 11 to hit.
Yay!
Second attack.
We love to see it.
Is a fucking 13.
Yeah!
They got those big hits up front, but you don't get it no more!
No, that's right. And surprise, no more.
That is going to end his turn. And then that brings us to Orange.
Oh, God.
There's so many of them.
Use his
one
crossbow.
Okay.
That's terrible to hit.
Finally!
Fuck, dude!
Look,
This will make me happy.
You had your fun.
2 15s. 2 15s. A fucking miss.
Who were they trying to hit?
They were trying to hit Valeris. So the crossbow shoots across the way of Valeris twice. Who like manages? They hit his like plate mail armor and just glance off.
Got it.
Kellic, it is your turn. You are not surprised. What are you doing?
Okay. Can I see how Salix is doing?
You don't need to roll for this. He's alive.
He's alive.
No. Yes.
Hanging on, but barely.
Okay.
You're okay.
The chasm of options just opened up in front of my eyes. Okay. But I have a plan.
Okay.
I'm okay. I'm fine. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. How can I do I have a sense?
Uh-huh.
What I would like to do is drag Salix behind, there's like a pathway out of this chamber into Correct. Like a hallway.
Yeah.
I would like to get him out of line of fire from these crossbow bolts.
Okay.
Am I able to do that without any like check? Is that's a...
So, dragging a same-sized creature typically means you're at half movement.
Half movement, okay.
So you don't have to make a check, but you are at half movement. It takes you 15 feet to get to him.
Yeah.
And then you could drag him...
Like a couple steps, basically. 10.
You could drag him out into the hallway.
Okay. Okay.
Basically, you could get him to, like, right there, I'll say.
Okay.
And deposit him there and then be, like, between Thessaly and him.
Okay, prior to doing that...
Mm-hmm.
Interficium in Cormeum, cast... spiritual weapon.
Okay.
Drag my hand across space and time. Tear open a portal next to the assailant marked with the blue.
Uh-huh.
Between Flynn and Valeris.
Mm-hmm.
And cast spiritual weapon.
Okay.
At fifth level.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Do damn
and that
it.
Will be.
Do damn it.
Mm-hmm.
22 to hit.
22 hits.
Yeah.
It's.
Okay.
It's 12 points of force damage.
12 points of force damage.
Wait, sorry, hang on. Actually, plus 5, so 17.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
17 points of force damage as this rift tears open next to him and this dagger just slices through him and like transports into a rift on the other side of him. And,
fuck yeah.
Yeah. And then I then will turn, grab Salix, drag him as far as I can, and I will apply a healer's kit with my action.
Okay.
Which gets his level, his number of hit die, plus... plus 6 points of healing. So okay. I assume he's like 13 or something?
Six plus his level?
Six plus his number of hit die.
Okay. He gets... 20 hit points back.
As I am applying like a poultice to the wound in his shoulder,
all right,
and like bandaging and cleaning it, super quickly.
Awesome. Yeah. So you fucking very quickly like going back to your combat medic roots.
Oh yeah.
And relying on that.
I've dragged a lot of bodies out of the line of fire,
and as you do, like you see, he kind of like, and there's a disconcerting like hollow kind of sound to his breathing. He's okay. You've staunched the worst of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to need some magical healing to get back to full, but he like, his eyes like snap open and he like,
hopefully he's got some potions.
Thanks.
Careful, Salix. Careful. give him a little wink.
The grim battlefield humor of two war veterans.
Yeah.
He and he just like spits a bunch of blood out of his mouth and like kind of like you see the grim smile, like he's all bloody teeth. But yeah, like as he kind of like laughs at the shared joke in this awful situation.
Total
just shitstorm.
And that's my turn.
Awesome. That is going to
well
end
done.
Kellic's turn.
Well done.
That brings us to General Edgar Cade, who is going to make his three attacks. So,
Edgar.
First
name basis.
Is going to be
our boy Edgar.
Ooh, Jesus. That'll hit. Second attack, miss. Third attack, miss.
Ooh.
14 and a 12. But big boy coming in with a great sword. That is 13, 14, 26 slashing damage. And he is going to add a maneuver onto this. He is going to add on a... He's going to tack on a tripping attack. That creature... makes it save, though. Actually, that creature rolls well, but fails. So this creature is knocked prone.
Yes!
Yes!
And actually, that would be... So, hang on. Second attack was a 14 and 12, so technically that would make the third attack at advantage.
Yeah.
He rolled a 14 and a 12, so he gets one more attack.
Yes! Yeah.
That one is...
And that is...
No, we don't know who anybody is.
Attack advantage.
He used uncanny dodge, so we 22. Have a good idea.
Nice.
22. And General Edgar Cade, on his final strike, like he... So he knocks this creature prone, and then... That's it, like right through the chest, and that creature falls.
Savage.
All right, that is going to
He's done. He's done. Get out of here!
Like you see, as the it like, and then does not move. Does not appear to move as Cade rips out his sword. She's I need to remove her from initiative. She's super dead. Queen, that brings us back to top of an
There's
ocean.
There's gotta be more here.
Phase two is the
top of an ocean.
This is not it. This is not it.
Yeah.
There's no way this is
point,
it.
We got this one.
With how quickly these creatures are falling.
Yeah, no, I'm getting suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
The queen uses her turn to move 5, 10.
No, they're, no, they're no.
20, yeah. 25, 30.
Because there's always a second 40, phase. 45,
yeah,
they're not 50, here.
55, 60.
She's invisible.
She is invisible, and she moves.
But she said, Seeker told her to tell him if she's leaving.
Oh,
she
said. She says, I'm like to my council chambers. Yeah. So,
they're in the council chambers.
Yeah. 20, that's where they wanted to kill 30. Her in the first
place. Hang on just a second.
Yeah, there's no way they're in here.
She is moving.
No.
She moves 120 feet.
Oh, I'll catch her. That's easy.
And
let's go.
You don't see her.
Let's see here. Her.
Dead. Council chambers.
We know where she's going, though.
Dead.
No. You have to tell us, though.
This creature, this guy is going to move.
Oh, no.
He is going to, let's see here.
This is just a distraction.
He's going to use one, and two. Okay. Wait, what am I doing that for? Fuck. Misses again. He shoots twice at Valeris, misses, and then is going to use his bonus action to disengage and dash and move 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, and goes out of sight around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sure where he goes off to. All right. That brings us to Destiny's turn.
When she moves, what do the predators do?
They follow her.
They're visible, though?
They're not. They're visible.
Oh, they're visible.
With her. They're visible.
They're visible. Are. They are visible. Yeah. And they go with her. You see as they, like, turn and lope off after her.
Okay, my turn?
Your turn.
Okay. So, Salix is alive, which is good. And I
just look up from him and make eye contact and just, like, a quick thumbs up.
Right. I just, like... Not that I'm usually very pale, but, like, some color returns to my face, and I kind of, like, exhale as though I'd been holding my breath that entire time. Like, okay.
There's, like, a little bit of blood on my thumb, and I quickly wipe it off. All right.
So I'm, like, even when Fane fell, to be honest, I was about to ask a question, but I didn't want to step on DM's toes, but I'm like, they're going down very fast. And I don't know where the queen went, or I did see her, like, get up the stairs, but after she turned invisible, I wouldn't know. Can I like make an assessment of what's going on in the battlefield to kind of, I'm suspicious.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't, you know,
I think it is like, this
you know, these
make
people.
Sense.
Yeah.
This
okay.
doesn't make sense.
Okay.
There's no fucking way Bane goes down that easy. And you like the other figure on the corner that is like tall and big, similar size to Vossen. Way too easy.
Okay.
And you're like, and you see Bane sitting there dead in front of you. And that's when you know that's not him.
Okay.
Can I attempt to communicate something?
Yes.
Like, if I see, I mean, I don't know how much awareness I have of like what the queen and seeker, what was going on over there. Do I know that this happened?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then never mind. I have no fucking clue. Okay. Yeah.
But did we see that the queen ran away?
The last thing you saw, she was running away and then she vanished.
Right.
And then the steel predators.
The set of doors.
The steel predators take off through those doors. Oh, okay. You see those.
We see those. We know that they're following her. Yeah.
Here's what I am going to say.
Okay.
We come out of initiative.
Oh?
At this moment.
What?
As the only figure remaining between Flynn and Valeris, he has very few hit points, goes down. The orange figure also has very few hit points.
Mm-hmm.
In the interest of time,
mm-hmm.
these creatures fall quickly as you go to Salix. We are out of initiative. Thessaly, it is your turn. What are you doing? Initiative, but at least you're
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. They're not the doppelgangers. The doppelgangers are them. They're somewhere else.
What?
Seeker, where are we going?
The queen. Where's the queen?
We're made to look like them. We need to go.
Seeker, where's the queen?
Now.
Where's the queen, Seeker?
She's going to her chambers.
Okay, let's go. But everyone,
I'm also on this way, or right here.
That's not the place that they want to kill her.
I will.
All right, Thessaly, what are you doing?
I'm also grabbing Salix by the shoulder and yanking him to his feet and going,
Be gentle. He's still...
Stay close to me. He gets all 65 of my lay on.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Everyone, be careful of this area. I'm sorry. It's slippery.
For a minute. So, we are out of initiative order, but I'm going to go down the table and you each get, like, this is all happening quickly. So,
yeah.
Flynn, what are you doing?
I'm going to run to the council member that's making death saves, and I'm going to just kind of, like, see what's going on.
All right.
And I'm just going to look up to the party. Maybe she can help.
Mm-hmm.
And all right. I can't really heal anyone, but
okay. the council member.
So yeah, the one that's
the admiral.
Okay. Admiral. Death saves, and they seem like they might be able to fight. So
all right,
and I'll just start, and then after I do that, I'll make my way to the grease and start making my way towards Seeker.
Okay, so you make your way towards Seeker. You see, as you get down there, now like in this moment, you see thanks to her, their leather armor and the not like the bulk of the plate that Salix wears. Their chest is, you see their chest rise and fall, okay. But like sputtering.
Okay.
That is, okay, so you make your way towards mm-hmm. Seeker. Seeker, what do you do?
All right, can I still see the predators?
You can. They're very quickly moving away.
So
from
she's,
you.
So 120 feet. I'm gonna, so I yelled like to her chambers, I wanna move towards her and rub my earring.
Hold on, come back. That might not be a good place to go.
Okay, yeah.
Make a persuasion check for me.
Yeah.
But does she not trust us still?
No.
Yeah, but
she doesn't know you guys. Dude. This is fucking crazy. She met you guys 10 minutes
ago. But we
ago.
Told her this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
16.
It's not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
Does she respond at all?
Yeah.
You hear her say, my counsel, like, no, she doesn't respond.
Yeah.
She can be like, she doesn't respond.
Fudge. She thinks she
so
can handle anything.
If
she,
so far away.
It's okay.
I will get there. Am going
book it.
Go. I'm going to follow her.
Okay.
Quickly.
Oh, Seeker!
Did it take an? Yeah, take an action to send a message.
Does it? What does it take to drop invisibility?
That's.
You can do it anytime.
You can do it anytime.
I can see the predators. I don't want to make her more visible.
She's gonna run.
No, he's right.
But
I don't want to make her more visible.
How long?
Yeah. I want to chase after her.
I'm gonna sprint, double dash. I'm gonna get as close
so
to her.
So your action to cast message, Joe. You can bonus action dash.
Yeah.
You move 60 feet, and you the steel predators are somewhere in the general direction. They're following her, so you know that much, and you follow her. Awesome, Thessaly. We've kind of come back to you kind of at the end.
Okay.
Olma, what is Olma doing?
Action, bonus action, step of the wind.
Okay.
40.
Okay. Cool.
I'm passing Seeker by very. I'm 120.
20, 25, 30.
Am I at the steel predators?
Hang on.
Because I was already over there.
30. You're 30 feet behind Seeker. He moves 60. That's 90. So yeah, you pass him up. You're still about 30 feet away from the steel predators.
Okay.
Yeah, you're about 30 feet behind them.
You can see them.
Their movement speed.
But I'm
50. Yeah, I believe. And they're also using their action to dash.
But I have one more than them.
Hmm?
Because I'm using Step of the Wind also.
Right, so your bonus action dash and action dash, right?
and Step of the Wind.
Well, Step of the Wind gives you a bonus action.
No, but I'm also using my movement to run.
You can action dash. So, yeah, you move 120 feet. That's correct. So, yeah, your movement's 40 feet. It's 40 feet, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, my question my question is, how far ahead of me are they?
30 feet.
30 feet. Mm-hmm. Because right now they're not 30 feet ahead of me.
Well, it's because they've moved.
So, in theory, we're running at the same. It's fine.
They went out the turn before.
Okay.
Yeah, you're 30 feet behind them. Shane, what are you doing? Sorry, Kellick, what are you doing?
So the fucking admiral, they appear stable or they're still okay.
fucking shit.
You have another healer's kit?
Not gonna waste it.
I'm gonna run over to them and level 1 cure wounds.
Okay.
Which will be automatic.
Because they are coming up from zero. So
yeah, so it's 18 points of healing. Yeah,
okay, hey.
Yeah, no joke.
Good.
And then I will also...
No, 26, right? 2d8 for cure wounds. Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It's level 1, so it's 1d8.
Oh, you're... Yeah.
Does your armor do something or something? Something 18 bonus points. Healing?
Not for that. No.
18. They get 18 points back?
Yes, correct.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, because
That grave cleric had a.
No, I think he got a max.
No, I just get maximum on the d8.
Yeah.
It was automatic.
Because they were
twice your wisdom mod.
Exactly.
From his new pet.
Okay, cool.
He's Trek.
All right.
Just making sure.
I appreciate it.
Just want to help.
This is the series of events. You are correct, Rebecca, to correct myself. You are 30 feet behind them. They move 100 feet, and you move 120. So you are 10 feet behind them.
Okay,
you are closer.
I thought
you're
10
feet behind them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was they don't have...
No, they don't have a bonus
third
action
one.
Dash. So they can move 100 feet around action dashing.
Yeah,
so yeah, you are 10 feet behind them. But the queen is... You don't know where she is.
I don't know where the queen is. It doesn't... Regardless, I just...
For correct positioning purposes, you are 10 feet behind the steel predators. And then you, my good sir, are... 60? Technically, actually, yeah, you're 60. So, yeah, you're 40 feet behind them then, right? Because you're same level as them right now. All right. So, we are out of initiative.
At end of that, can I bellow out to one of these esteemed gentlemen?
Yeah.
Secure this woman's body. If someone gets me a diamond, I can help her later.
All right. Awesome.
Just to the other, with regard to the other victim.
Cool. She comes back up, as the cure wounds, you get to them, and they come back too, and their eyes flicker open, and you can see these, like, deep green, like, ocean-colored eyes. They kind of, like, lock eyes with you, and then they stand up, look briefly around.
Help them up.
And then they open their mouth, and this beautiful, like, song kind of pours out of them.
Oh.
They're going to use war chant. All allies within 60 feet gain 30 temporary hit points.
What?
You two, unfortunately, are too far away.
For sure. That's
three of you who are still in the chamber, everybody gains 30 temporary hit points that she uses as elite war chanter that she is, provides temporary hit points to everybody, including themselves. So they get...
It is a beautiful song.
they use kind of almost like a siren-like, a sea elf-like shanty that kind of carries in this beautiful, like, ululating way.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to use that as their action.
Okay.
So I have 21. Does that change to 30?
You get 30.
Okay,
you get 30.
So it's 30 now.
Yeah,
okay.
It's 30
max,
now.
Yeah.
Destiny, Salix looks at you.
Yeah.
All right. And he's gonna second wind. And he gets back some hit points. You two, the rest of you, kind of like you scream that out, and the rest of you who are in the chamber head out the back doors. Seeker and Olma, you two, Olma, you gain ground quickly, but ahead of you, as the queen keeps pace because she has some monk
training.
You see these doors kind of bust open.
Yeah, I probably won't. No, I guess I guess you just need to let me know how many key points I need to use.
The council chambers are, it's like a long kind of open hallway again to get across to the council chambers.
I only have two more key points to use.
Okay.
So if I run out.
I will say it'll take one to get the additional, because you're already in the hallway quite a ways. So you guys get into this other room.
Mm-hmm.
The doors ahead of you burst.
So I have one more key point left. Okay.
Steel predators like also file into this room, and you see these again, these kind of large double doors. And you notice there are conspicuously no guards in front of these doorways.
Oh, shit.
And the doors fly open.
I hate this so much.
No.
You see as the steel predators go in, and Olma and Seeker. The rest of you are probably about 60 feet away.
Yeah, we're too far back.
Oh, yeah.
You two walk into the room. You do not see the queen, but you do see the two steel predators. And you see a shimmering doorway that comes into existence as the Fatal Reserve exit the Mordenkainen's magnificent mansion that was cast here yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you see as Captain Bossen and the remainder of his crew spring their trap. And you see as Hadrix lifts up a small device, hits a button, and the steel predators' heads turn to slag.
Yeah.
And they collapse on the ground.
Yep, of course they do.
Shit.
And we'll pick up there next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Trap it's like is that? Sprung, guys.
It's like that.
Oh, man. Dude, if you would have succeeded on that persuasion check, she would have stopped. I'm sorry. I wanted to give it
that
to you.
That was my worst persuasion.
Does not know you, and the only
day.
Place she knows that
no,
is safe
I mean, you
is there. I know, and I know you're so good at it, too. Oh, man.
I can't believe I wasted my vow of enmity like that.
It's okay.
It's all right.
We didn't know, yeah.
This is, they're fucking smart.
But he went down after Flynn hit him, and I was like, that's strange.
I know. I was like looking kind of at you. Yeah.
But I didn't want to, yeah.
Guys, great fucking job. That was, don't worry. Everything's
fine. We got this.
Everything's fine. You guys totally got it. Thank you all for watching. That was kind of crazy. We will see you next time as we resolve whatever happens with the Fatal Reserve. Oh. Thank you guys for watching. We'll catch you next time. Bye, nerds.
Bye, nerds.
Hey, nerds. Rebecca here. If you're enjoying Venture Forth, please like, follow, and subscribe on whatever platform you're using, and make sure to tell your friends. If you're interested in going the extra mile, please check out our Patreon link in our description to support the show and get access to exclusive bonus content. Bye, nerds.